This is your evening news roundup from WCMU for Tuesday, April 6th. I'm Amy Robinson. Health officials in northern Michigan say even as coronavirus cases spike again, the oldest members of the population are largely being spared. Dr. Christine Nefsi is chief medical officer at Munson Healthcare. She says the oldest residents have some of the highest COVID-19 vaccination rates, and it's a good sign the vaccines are working. Still, at least three people in Michigan have died of COVID-19 even after being vaccinated. Nefsi says that's no reason to avoid the shot.
They didn't die because of the vaccine. They died because of COVID-19. And in those rare cases, you know, the vaccine did not protect them. We are looking into why.
Nefsi says no vaccine is 100% effective, but the people who have gotten COVID-19 after their shot are a tiny proportion of the millions who are vaccinated. Governor Gretchen Whitmer received her first COVID-19 shot today. That's as she launches an effort to encourage the people the most skeptical, hesitant, or difficult to reach to get vaccinated. Michigan is also fighting a surge in COVID cases, including variants that are more easily spread.
The only way out is if we work together and everyone does their part. And that means continuing to mask up, washing our hands, social distancing, and crucially, getting vaccinated as soon as you can.
The injection was delivered by the state's chief medical executive, Dr. Janae Caldoun. Whitmer is joined by her 19-year-old daughter, who also got a shot. Whitmer got the Pfizer vaccine, but said all three of the available vaccines are safe and effective. New COVID-19 cases are shooting up in many parts of Michigan, according to figures from the New York Times. Brett Dahlberg reports today from Mount Pleasant.
Michigan cities are five of the country's top six for new COVID-19 cases per population. Mount Pleasant, home of Central Michigan University, is number two. Dr. Jennifer Morse is the medical director for the Central Michigan District Health Department, which includes Mount Pleasant. She says the ranking fits with what she's finding from testing and contact tracing.
We're seeing a lot of very rapidly growing large outbreaks.
She says the outbreaks are starting in a variety of places: youth sports, manufacturing plants, family gatherings. But there's one source that sticks out: Central Michigan University.
Since the fall, the number of cases we were seeing from CMU was a very small proportion of the county as a whole.
Moore says that's no longer true.
Right now, it's just a ton of CMU.
The university says the increase on campus isn't any worse than what's happening across Michigan. A spokesperson says they're focusing on rapid testing and contact tracing to track down new cases and prevent them from spreading. Brett Dahlberg, WCMU News.
Ingham County's top health official is concerned news of vaccinated people coming down with COVID-19 could discourage vaccinations. Data released by the state Monday shows nearly 250 people in Michigan contracted COVID-19 after being fully vaccinated. But Ingham County Health Officer Linda Vail says that's a very small percentage of the state's vaccinated population, and several factors might be to blame.
Some people perhaps got exposed days after their first dose, or in some cases basically may have been incubating and not tested positive or not feeling symptoms yet before their first dose or in between doses.
More than 90,000 Ingham County residents now have received at least one dose of the vaccine. Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel is warning residents about scams connected to COVID-19 vaccines. Nessel says her office is focusing on two scams. One involves selling fake vaccine cards that look legitimate but can be filled out by people who have not actually gotten vaccinated. Nessel says the cards violate state law and threaten public health. The other scam uses fraudulent post-vaccine surveys to try and get people to divulge personal information. Nessel says the surveys come by phone call or text message and promise a prize if the recipient shares certain details. The National Intellectual Property Rights Center says none of the companies whose vaccines are authorized for emergency use in the U.S. are doing this kind of post-vaccine survey. A federal court has ruled Wayne State University cannot require a Christian student organization to allow non-Christians to lead it. InterVarsity Christian Fellowship sued the university after its 2017 application for student organization status was denied. School officials had cited the university's anti-discrimination policy in rejecting the request. Monday, a U.S. district court ruled the policy violated the group's right to free speech, freedom of association, and freedom of assembly. Attorney Lori Windham represents InterVarsity Christian Fellowship. She says the school did not apply its policy equally.
It allows lots of other organizations to choose their leaders in different ways. Fraternities and sororities can choose their members by sex or even gender identity. Same for club sports. Political organizations can ask that you agree with a statement of political principles. But a religious organization isn't allowed to ask that you agree with the things that they believe.
The university had allowed the organization to return to campus before the ruling. The court awarded the group $1 in damages. Throughout the COVID-19 pandemic, Roscommon County has been working on a first responder program to provide tailored services to people with autism. Testy Gaynor reports.
Roscommon County is trying to better serve its community with a new autism awareness program for first responders. Emily Pellerin is the community policing deputy with the Roscommon County Sheriff's Office. She says family or friends can register someone in their household who has autism or is on the Asperger's spectrum.
Officers in their career time will definitely have contact. We just want to make sure that we're responding the right way. And just because somebody is exhibiting behaviors that they aren't necessarily being deceitful or they aren't necessarily ignoring us, it could be part of their diagnosis, and we want to be able to respond to that in the appropriate way.
Pellerin says residents of Roscommon County can call the sheriff's office for registration information. She says so far, four people have registered a member in their household. Testy Gaynor, WCMU News.
The people who handle students' applications for financial aid are some of the first seeing a drop in the number of people planning for college. In response, the state is extending the deadline for students to apply for aid until May 1st. Robin Lott is with the State Department of Treasury. She says filling out a FAFSA can be important for anyone pursuing a college education.
It might not be public four-year, it might not be private four-year, it might be community college, but whatever it is, they're going to need to complete that FAFSA in order to qualify for many of the federal grants as well as the state grants and scholarships.
Lott says students now have another month to apply for financial aid, but it's best not to wait. That's your news roundup from WCMU for Tuesday, April 6th.